What are your priorities right now, Stacey, when it comes to governing Georgia? If you were governor, what do you hope to accomplish? Why are you running?
I'm running because I want there to be one Georgia with a singular belief that everyone is entitled to opportunity. As a small business owner who grew up working poor, Laura and I both come from economic backgrounds that don't predict that this is where we're going to be. My background is slightly different than hers, but as someone who grew up working poor, I am privileged to be in a place where I can claim success. And it's a success I didn't enjoy 4 years ago. It's certainly a success I didn't enjoy a decade ago. And that ability to be successful should be something that is accessible to every Georgian. And right now it's not. Right now, your zip code matters, your background matters, your access to power matters. And unfortunately, that's the type of leadership we have, one that cherry picks success. Instead, we have to do three things. One, and first and foremost, is expanding Medicaid. It is the single largest economic driver that can change the future of the state. We're talking billions of dollars to not only increase access to healthcare, which is important in a state that is losing hospitals in the midst of the pandemic, but it creates 60,000 new jobs, gives 500,000 people access to healthcare insurance, which means they're going to stay at work longer. And it increases the investment in property values in rural and urban communities, meaning we're lifting the entire state. Number two, fully funding education, not as a gimmick, but as a means of ensuring that our children have the education they need. And three, really focusing on our small businesses, doing more than paying lip service to small business, but instead targeting programs that ensure that access to capital, access to training, and access to commerce is made available to our small businesses with intentionality and with geographic diversity, because we cannot focus everything on Atlanta. It's more than half of our state's population, but it is not more than half of our state's opportunity. And we have to be willing to look at the entire state and invest everywhere.